race between master and disciples will be presented in English and Chinese, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Croatian, Czech, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙、甲雕刻金玉的庙宇。中部地区有一色的美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的山林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存着真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
佛摩沙有成千上万的人伫修行观音法门，如今嘛已经因为经济独立甲伊的实力，受到国际上的瞩目甲尊重，努力修行的功德嘛已经为这片土地带来繁荣甲富裕。因为这些修行人的诚心和功德，使佛摩沙享受着安定祥和的福报。2007年年初，陈海部上师回应着阮世界会会员圣地的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，带来自全世界大约10,000名世界会会员以及贵宾，在佛摩沙欢庆第一年的古历新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。陈海部上师颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国事和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何厚生阿瓦雷兹。表彰因伫咧菲律宾对优诺难民所做的牺牲义举。伫庆祝典礼了后，国际站刷落举行。陈海部上师甲世界会会员斗阵打造为全世界的和平祈祷。2007年2月22日是青海日，会员以精彩的表演节目盛大庆祝这个节日。
今麦，阮邀请你聆听陈海部上师对阮世界会会员所做的开示，主题是主宰家己的命运。1995年10月。公地福若摩沙西欧，
For example, well, originally I wanted to teach some of the people how to please the husband and how to make themselves look good in 5 minutes in order to, you know, keep the marriage in order and things like that. But then I have my second thought, because I don't know when to stop and when to start. There are many things to teach about to be a wife and a husband, not just the makeup. It is a personality. It is a willingness. It's a faithfulness. It's a love from inside that spring out and make you do everything intuitively to please each other and to keep the partner that you love. If there's no more love, you don't want to put any effort to do anything. Besides, it's not the pretty face that counts. It is the cooking. It is the cleanliness. It is a warmth, welcome, that you greet each other when you saw each other after brief periods of separation, going to work or something else like this. It is the love bond between each other during day in, day out. It's not only the makeup, but that helps too.If you look pretty a little bit, please the husband. Otherwise, your husband will have your terrible image all day long at work. And the first thing he faces is, in the morning is your face and your lousy image. And the last thing he faces before he went to sleep is again your lousy, sluggish image, etc. Of course, that doesn't help your marriage either. But that's just one of the things. Coupled with a warm personality and the welcome and a willingness to please each other as well.Also help with your marriage. There's so many things. I don't know where to teach you how to begin. Perhaps one day I will when we have a lot of time. But I don't know if I can pack it in one lecture or two or 5 days or even 50 days. You try to meditate and think about whatever problem you want to solve. And maybe you have an idea. And besides, I make a good example. Huh? You watch me closely every day, you know how to make up. You know how to match the colors and things like that. Because all these have to be learned too, not only the face. I can never teach everything. And it's a kind of lifelong learning if you want. Because even just to match color, you have to specifically learn that direction. Just to match color. So I don't know where I learned all this, but okay, I made it, and then you can watch. And I go around every time for everybody to see. So if your wife doesn't know, you can help her. Oh, look, master match orange with the purple. Thing like that, you know? And you help, yeah? And you have to tell your partner what you like. You have to be open about what you like of each other, what you expect and hope. Of course, we probably hope or expect, but that person will never do it. But at least you tell them. Yeah? You tell your partner what you want, morning and evening, anything. You have to tell. So the person of your lifelong companionship knows what she or he is going to do or should do in order to please you or to keep your friendship going on. Yeah? And then there are many things. What else now? So if you truly want to be faithful to your wife or husband, the precept is from inside out. You don't even look at other person. You don't even care what the other person wear or do. You don't care what he look like, she looks like. And you don't even have even one idea of comparing your wife or husband to another person or to look for a kind of pleasure in any form apart from your own partner. And that's true faithfulness. But that is very difficult. But difficult doesn't mean impossible. So if you yourself make your will become strong and guide your own mind and passion into one direction only, and your life will be more peaceful. Your marriage will become blissful and enjoyable. Because when you're married or you have a loved person, you should concentrate only there. And it will bring you some kind of bliss as well. It will add flavor into your practice in life, and this is also one kind of practice. If you concentrate on one thing, if you concentrate on the love between each other, it's also a kind of concentration, and it brings you happiness. Whatever brings you true happiness and pure happiness is also adding to your spiritual practice. Whatever stray from that is negative. So the precept is not that you keep it physically, huh? Because there is thought, deed, and speech. See? Everything springs from the thought as well. So if you don't think, you will not do. You don't think first, you can't speak. Therefore, you have to keep the precept from the thought already. Guide your thought always, carefully, where it should go. Tell your thought that this is not possible to think that way. It's not proper. You should not even think about it. And slowly, your mind will listen to your direction. And that's how you master yourself. Not eager to become a master of the multitude and teach disciples and all that, but to master your own horses within. Make it go where you want it to go. And that's how your life becomes more powerful. You know yourself. You are the master of your own destiny and direction. That's when you feel strong, powerful, confident, be able to face even God directly in the eyes and tell Him, I have nothing to fear. If you give your life partner or love, beloved one or married person your true love and encouragement, day by day you will discover that person grow in different beauties and virtues. And then you will enjoy more and more that companionship. Instead of diverting your attention to another direction, giving love to the wrong person. You are not supposed to love that person or the neighbor's wife. And giving all your virtues, attention, and blessing to that person. And then you will see your partner more and more ugly every day. You don't give her any blessing. You have no contact with each other. You have no supporting energy with each other. Of course, she'll become less and less attractive. And further and further away from you. And that is the secret of happiness. So I'm telling you very bluntly that you must keep the precept from inside your heart, not the physical. Physical is the least thing, and it's the last thing. Even when that happened, sometimes the physical precept was broken, but the true precept wasn't broken. It happened too. Or like you are forced to steal, or you're forced to do something, but actually in your heart you are pure. For example, like that, you know what I mean? That could be too, and that is excusable. That's why Jesus says, whoever steals for the family's bread, that person is not guilty. Now you understand. You see, we practice because we want to be free from worry. We want to be free from anxiety and all kind of binding in this world. So if a true love between man and wife could afford you also happiness and forever, every day like this, this is also a kind of bonus, you understand? So don't look down upon your partner, but respect like God and goddesses. In India, when Shiva was alive, he has taught 120 kind of extra practice for lay people. One of it including love between husband and wife. Like when you embrace each other, you should just merge yourself in the embrace. Become one with it, with the feeling. You'll be oblivious of all kind of trouble, at least at that time. That's why in this life people are so attached to sex, because it affords them temporarily bliss and affords them the ability to forget all the troubles, sorrows and worry for the moment. What some of the people in this world do not realize is that it is not sex alone that brings you lasting happiness. It is the love before and after that and between that. This is make the gift, this pleasure gift from God, meaningful. And the responsibility with each other to raise children and to make them into another God and goddesses, to walk on this earth, all together, all this, all the shared happiness and joy and responsibility makes the life of a husband and wife beautiful. That's why the people who go out and seek all kind of short-time pleasure, they often end up sorrowful, empty, and so they will not even respect women and do not know the real bliss of true love. Those people who have a lot of women and or men, you ask them whether they are happy. No. The more they have, the less they are happy. Because they do not know how to save the bliss to enjoy it in one time. They just spend it here and there, one penny here, one penny there, and then they have nothing left. If they save the money, they can buy an airplane ticket and go somewhere and have a holiday and see something different and learn and enjoy the whole relaxed 2 weeks, 3 weeks together with their friends or alone, thing like that. But every day they spend, and they have nothing left, and they cannot do anything, they cannot buy a house, they cannot do anything at all. The capital is the same, but they spend it a different way. So they never can enjoy the happiness of the concentrated love and pleasure.
It's obligatory, to be happy here. And you have to wear your smile to go back home as well. That's the best fashion. That's the best clothes we should wear every day. When we smile, our whole being smiles too. And our level of consciousness automatically also rises up in some extent. So smile a lot, okay? Smile during the happiness, sorrow. Cry when you must, but you smile when you cry as well. Yeah? Let the tear fall, but then you smile in your heart, yeah? And try to smile whenever you can, yeah? Okay, so I wish you a good journey, and try to keep the retreat in your heart as much as possible, so that whenever you meditate, all the good memory comes. And then you enter into samadhi and happiness quickly, okay?
感谢圣经的观众想看今日的师徒之间节目，调整新闻了后，无上述电视台想播出更加多正面的节目，敬请继续收看。愿你的生活充满着平静、爱、甲和谐。
We appreciate your kind-hearted company today on Between Master and Disciples. More positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television.Following noteworthy news. So please stay tuned. May peace, love, and harmony be ever present in your daily life.